Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
One hippopotamus, two hippopotamus, three hip... Oh, hi! Welcome back! I'm playing hide and seek with Waffle. I'm the seeker, which means I have to count to 15 hippopotamuses, and then I have to go find Waffle.
It's actually 15 hippopotami.
Thanks, Waffle. Wait, shouldn't you be hiding?
I am hiding. I'm hiding right where you'd never expect it. Behind you.
Oh, you're right. I'll never look there. Smart, Waffle.
Thank you. Now, if you need me, I'll be hiding right here.
Okay, so I have to get back to counting hippos, but hold on a sec. Waffle, what are Mr. Schnooze, Sparky, and Luther doing over there?
That's a good question. Oh, I know. I bet they're playing hide-and-seek with us.
They never told us they were playing.
That's the genius of it, Martha. You can't find the hider if you don't even know they're playing.
Wow, they're sneaky.
Too bad for them. We're more sneakier.
Yeah. Let's sneak over and get them, Waffle.
Is the answer a Bug Tussle, Kentucky?
That's correct, Mr. Schnooze.
That's 10 answers in a row. We're totally going to win that.
Tag!
Why did you just tag us?
Because we found where you were hiding.
We weren't hiding.
We were practicing.
Yes, we've got trivia night tonight.
Trivia night? Oh, I love trivia night. What's trivia night?
It's a competition where questions are asked about all sorts of things and teams guess the answers. The team who gets the most answers right wins.
In that case, I really do love trivia night.
And I really do love chicken nuggets. Hold on, what were we talking about?
Trivia, Waffle. Can I join your team, Mr. Schnooze?
Oh, what a real shame. I am afraid that is not possible, Martha. You see, fizzy trivia teams can only have three fizzies. As you can see, we already have three members, so you'll have to make your own team.
My own team, eh?
But be forewarned, Martha. Luther, Sparky, and I, Mr. Schnooze, the mayor, and manager of the Floozeville Fizz Bar Factory, have been studying. We will be very hard to beat. Now, team, let's go practice some more.
So I need my own team to compete. What do you say, Waffle? Want to be the second member of my team?
I don't know. I used my brain yesterday. I should probably give it a rest.
What if I told you that in my pouch I have... Where are they? They were here. Ha! Trivia chicken nuggets!
Ooh, I'm in. Gimme. I love trivia. It's delicious.
Now that we're a team, Mr. Schnooze better look out.
We should find another member for our team. I mean, three brains is better than one brain.
You're right, Waffle. But hold on. When building a crew, the team name is priority numero uno.
Good point. We need a team name. One that shows how smart we are. How about Waffle and Martha are very smart and good at trivia.
I like it, but it's a little long to fit on a hat and we need to wear a sombrero for brain safety. What about the rainbow unicorns?
Not bad, not bad, but what about Team Waffle is cool? I like it because it lets people know how cool I am.
Or what if we're Team Armpit and this is our cheer?
We already used that at the ballet recital, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay, something smart. Something smart. I have it! The Groovy Woovy Pancakes!
That's it! The smartest team name ever. Period. Heart eyes emoji.
Right? Let's do a quick cheer before we find the Groovy Woovy Pancakes' third member. On three?
One.
Banjo!
Taco!
Three! So, go, Groovy Woovy Pancakes, go!
Hey, Norm's driving his forklift. I bet he'd love to be on our team.
Let's go ask him.
Hey, Norm!
Nice driving, Norm. You hit the lake on your first try.
What do you mean you didn't want to hit the lake and you just had to swerve because of us?
Hold on. Doesn't that mean we work together as a team to drive the forklift into the lake?
Wow, I believe you're right, Martha.
And since we're already a good team, you should join our trivia team, the Groovy Woovy Pancakes.
It comes with a sombrero.
Huh, I wonder why he said no.
Some fizzies, Martha, just can't pull off hats. Wait! Do you hear that? That's the sound of Maud vacuuming.
Why don't we ask Maud to join our team? Race you there! Maud!
Martha and Waffle, what did you need cleaned up? Did you spill popcorn on Mr. Snoo's sofa again?
We're here to ask you to join our trivia team, the Groovy Woovy Pancakes.
But now that you mention it, we did spill a lot of popcorn on Mr. Snooze's sofa earlier.
Ugh. Of course you did. Well, thanks for asking, but I'm moderating trivia night.
Moderating? I love moderating! What's moderating?
It's when you groom a cat with a spatula, Waffle.
That makes sense.
Actually, the moderator is who runs trivia night. I write and ask the questions, but I did hear that Franny was looking for a new team.
Hey, we love Franny! Come on, Waffle!
Don't spill any more popcorn, you two.
Nice nose hosing, Franny!
And you know what they say. If someone can hose with their nose, you knows that they know a lot.
It means, do you want to join our trivia team, the Groovy Woovy Pancakes?
It comes with a sombrero. You will?
Hooray!
Yeah, the Groovy Woovy Pancakes is a go. I'm so excited. I wish it was already trivia night, but you know what? It's good to have a little time to get ready for the big show. So let's take a quick break to practice and get our brain safety sombreros ready. But hurry back. You don't want to miss trivia night in Floosville.
Franny, practice question number one. Do you have any chicken nuggets? Okay. Question two, why not?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. You're just in time. Trivia night is about to start. Are you excited? I am. Just listen to me fizz. The Groovy Woovy Pancakes did a lot of practicing, but at the same time, the other teams are pretty smart too, even if they don't have sombreros. Oh wait, shh, here's Maud. I think it's starting.
Hello, Floomsville, and welcome to Trivia Night, the night where Fizzies use their brain power to compete for the title of Fizzy Trivia Champion. Make some noise if you're ready to use your brain to play the game. Energy. Now, if you look up here in the fizzy chalkboard, you'll see the names of the five teams who'll be competing in this battle of the brains.
What goofballs named their team the Groovy Woovy Pancakes?
We did, Mr. Schnooze.
Look how good it looks written on our sombreros.
There are a lot of typos on that hat. And is that melted cheese on the top?
Which team name is yours, Mr. Schnooze? Oh, wait, let me guess. Are you the Farty Marty's?
I agree, Franny. That name is a little immature for Trivia Night, Mr. Schnooze.
Very childish.
It's not the Farty Marty's. It's the Smarty Marty's.
Hardy Tardies?
The Smarty Marty's.
Artie's Parties?
Smarty Marty's. It's Smarty Marty's and Smarty Marty's.
Okay, enough cheering for your own team, Mr. Schnooze. It's not great sportsmanship.
But I wasn't cheering my own team. It was them, they tricked me.
I think you mean we trivia'd you.
That doesn't even make sense. But then again, nothing you ever say makes much sense. Woovy isn't even a word.
All right, Fizzies, the time has come for our first trivia question of the night. Each team will have 30 seconds to write down the answer. Ready? Question one. What is 2 + 2?
Oh boy, math is tricky for me.
We'll just use our fingers. If I hold up 2 fingers on this hand and 2 fingers on this hand, I have 2 hands. The answer is 2.
That checks out. I'll write it down.
Hold on now. You do have 2 hands, yes, but you're holding up 4 fingers.
Whoa, smart. I'll write it down.
I wonder how the Groovy Woovy Pancakes are doing.
But if the bird is flying at 5 miles per hour, then the spaghetti will be wet, right?
Yeah, Franny, but you need to remember that Mars is purple.
That means we need to write the answer in cursive.
And glitter. The answer is definitely sparkly.
Pencils down. It's time for Q2. Floosville is under what city?
I mean, since we're underground, technically, aren't we underneath all cities?
Trust me, I work the swoosh tubes. We are directly under Pflugerville.
Oh, brilliant, Luther. Write it down quick. The Groovy Woovy Pancakes certainly don't stand a chance.
Since the planet is shaped like a banana, Pflugerville is actually under Oaxaca and Rancho Cucamonga. But downward slantwise to Walla Walla.
Pflugerville? Come on, Franny, that's way too easy.
Good point. We forgot about the scientific method. We better put on goggles for this question.
Pencils down. It's time for question three. What is the main ingredient in a fizz bar?
Well, a fizz bar is part fizz and part bar.
No, it's not part fizz and part bar. It's a bar made of fizz.
Chicken nuggets. I know that's not the answer. I was just ordering a snack.
Have you two noticed that Norm is playing all by himself over there?
Ho, ho, ho. Poor Fizzy. Three brains are always better than one. Of course I'll share my chicky nuggets. We're a team. Hey, should we change our name to the Nugs of Chicky?
Wow. Now that's a hard question.
But isn't a piano a kind of fish and the kind of shoe?
I'll write them both down just in case.
Pencils down. That was our last question of the night. Every team, bring all of your answers up to me.
Thanks for taking our answers up, Franny. What do you think, Martha? Did we win?
I hope so, Waffle, because my brain hurts.
Could we get some brain eyes for our sombreros over here?
Okay, Floosville, I have tallied up the scores.
Oh, I hope we won.
Let's go, Groovy Wolvies.
Come on, come on.
In first place, we have... Stormin' Norman. That's right, Fizzies. Norm here got every answer right. Let's hear it for Norm.
I cannot believe Norm beat us. What's next? Did the Groovy Woovy Pancakes beat us too?
No way. That's impossible.
I don't know. Norm was a surprise. Martha and Waffle may be smarter than we think.
Ah, this brain ice is too cold!
Brain freeze! Brain freeze!
I don't think we have anything to worry about.
And now... In second place, we have... The Smarty Marties! The professors of Fizz are in third, Carmen's Craniums were in close fourth, and in fifth place, we have the Groovy Woovy Pancakes. Thanks for playing, Fizzies.
All right, second place is still good. Well done, team. And you know what? Let me jump on the table here and... Congrats to all of the teams. Even the Groovy Woovy Pancakes. You tried and you had fun. And that's what's important.
Tried? Didn't you hear Maud, Schnoozy? We won!
I can't believe it! We're the trivia champions of Floosville!
No, Norm was first.
Yeah, and we were fifth. Five is higher than one. We got the highest number. We won!
Victory dance for the Groovy Woovy Pancakes! Go, team, go!
Go, team, go!
Groovy Woovy. How are we going to explain that they lost, Mr. Schnooze?
Ah, you know what, Sparky? Trivia night is about fun. So let 'em boogie. In fact, I like the groove. I might just join that conga line myself.
Groovy Woovy Pancakes.
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 Trivia dancing sure is tiring, but so much fun! I just love using my brain. But remember, if you ever do trivia, make sure to be safe and wear a sombrero. And ice your brain after. Now, I've got to get back to the trivia dance party. But make sure you come back to Floosville soon. Who knows? We might need another member of the Groovy Woovy Pancakes! Groovy Woovy Pancakes! Groovy Woovy Pancakes!
Go, kid, go!
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.